Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask me anything. Well, not me. Casting director Shauna Griffith is here to answer all of your questions. She was with me a little earlier to explain what exactly it is that a casting director does day to day. But 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number if you want to send in your own voice notes, your own questions for Shauna this afternoon. Sean has sent in this question.
Hi, Shauna. I'm wondering, is there any example of an unknown actor that you found was perfect for a larger role?
Good one.
Nice. Yeah. Nice for a start. So I think I cast a really gorgeous little show recently called Show Kids for RTE, and it's adorable. But lots of the kids in that have not done any work before.
Yeah.
But I would have seen them kind of auditioning for commercials or even just from their stage schools and their teachers sending them in. And that was really exciting for me to just be able to give them that first
start.
Yeah, exactly. And they're so excited. They're very, very, very cute. So a lot of the children in that wouldn't have any professional experience before. So
what age profile?
They range from, I think our youngest was 8 up to 17.
So these are the Saoirse Ronans of the future.
They are Saoirse Ronans, yeah.
We've another, Sean has another actually part to that question as well.
And is there any film or TV show that you'd love to cast?
Oh,
I like that one. I would love to cast anything crime drama. I think that would be so much fun.
And like then, Love, Hate or Kin?
Yeah, love that. I love that genre. But then on the flip side, a movie musical.
Oh.
I'm a musical theatre head. I absolutely love musicals. So if I got to actually bring that to...
Very different from crime.
So different, I know.
Love, Hate to Mamma Mia.
I know. Well, we can combine them.
A whole new twist in it. We've another question in, Shauna, from Sinead.
Has anyone ever come back from a disastrous audition?
We all have our days. We all have our days. And I think something to bear in mind that when you're in the room with a casting director and a production team, we are all on the same team. We want you to succeed as much as you want to succeed in it. So I have had many times where people's nerves can just get the better of them.
God,
and it's savage. I don't know how they do it, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I was walking into a room, into a casting room with people just staring at me, I would also be incredibly nervous. But it just means I actually will go up and be like, okay, we're going to box breathe. Let's breathe in for 4, hold for 4, out for 4. We're good. Let's just come back down to earth. We're on the same side. So if you're able to just kind of collect yourself, we will always give you another shot.
But if somebody has come in, as Sinead says, and has done like absolutely an atrocious audition and you're thinking, I know this person, they're, you know, really good. Are you less likely then to bring them forward for audition again?
No. And I know that it sounds like no.
Once that job's done, move on. Next
exactly.
Job. Okay.
Because the role just might not suit them. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
It just might not be their role.
Now, Rory has sent in this voice note.
Hi, Shauna. I was wondering, what are the most common mistakes that people make when auditioning for a role that kind of guarantees them not getting it?
Thanks. Good question.
Great question. From initial auditions are generally self-tapes. So you self-tape at home and then you send it in to me and I'll review them. A massive mistake that I often see people doing is not making any effort with their self-tape setup. And it's very, very difficult then for me to put that forward to a production. Like they could be filming in, I've seen all sorts. They could be filming in a garden. They could have the camera on the ground filming up and they're 6 foot tall and it just doesn't work. I can't put that in front of a cast, in front of production. Mm. So I think that is a big mistake that I often see. Another thing is not following the direction is always going to guarantee that you're not going to get it. I will, when we send out production, like casting briefs, I will always, always, always give very specific instruction and direction. And sometimes when people don't follow that or go totally off, I don't even know where they're going with it, to be honest. I can't, again, put that in front of production because it's not what they've asked for. So those mistakes will kind of guarantee that you're not going to be able to get put forward to the next stages.
Okay. This texter is wondering, just very simply, and I'd say a lot of people feel like this, I would like to earn a little bit more money. So is there anywhere I can apply to even just be an extra for an
Absolutely.
Ad, etc.?
Absolutely.
What do you do?
So there's extras agencies. So the likes of Movie Extras, Extras Ireland, Celtic Casting, they will look after the extras for commercials, TV, film, all of that, and you can just sign up and be considered.
So these are just the people in the background, we'll say, in the pub or exactly. in the shop or on the street when they're shooting a movie or drama series or an advertisement.
Exactly.
What kind of money are you talking about for that now, roughly?
I think I don't cast it, to be honest. So I'm not sure the exact rates, but I would think about 150 a day.
Okay.
I very well could be wrong on that.
Yeah. But you probably find that out on their advertising websites. And exactly. People can check out their
You can go onto their websites and it's all there.
Okay. Emma has sent in this voice note.
I've often wondered what kind of research casting directors do into which physical attributes imply which character traits. So, for example, big round eyes might mean innocence. Narrow eyes might mean you're just suspicious. Wide set eyes or a round open face might seem trustworthy, where an angular narrow face might seem haughty or something. Do casting directors buy into these stereotypes or seek to defy them? And what kind of guide or handbook or other sources of information are there for someone studying to be good at casting?
Fascinating.
That was a very in-depth question.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you did lots of research there. Fair play. So I can only speak for myself in this, but personally speaking, I will try and go against or not listen to those stereotypes. I just think we've done that before, and we are in a, for me anyway, I want to bring fresh faces to the screen. I want to bring like something different. So I will generally not buy into those stereotypes,
right.
To be totally brief on it.
Yep.
In terms of where you can go to learn about casting, there is a course in the UK in the National Film and Television School that you can go and study to be a casting director. So you'll learn all about the contracts and best practices and everything like that. But IFTA in Ireland also host events. So, for example, next week they have Dynamic Diverse. So if you're in the TV industry, you can go to these talks and get better at knowing kind of what is going on within the industry so that we can be better, essentially. So there's lots of different resources that you can avail use. Of. And it's kind of going out to seek them.
We've another voice note in from Ellen.
How do you know when you found the right actor for the character profile?
When the movie's a huge hit at the box office.
When it does really well.
Yeah.
I love and I hate this question because, as I mentioned before, I've grown up in this space and I've watched performance forever. So a lot of the time when someone is right, and you're going to hate me for this answer, my gut tells me.
Yeah, like really, it really is.
I get a gut feeling. Like, for example, I was in a restaurant recently and the waiter was wonderful, so lovely, and I was like, you would be great on the TV, like you'd be great for a commercial. And literally, and I'm not making this up, just before I came on, I've just confirmed him for a commercial.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So did you ask him that night or did you get back in touch with him?
Oh no, I asked him that night.
Did you? I'd say he thought you were winding him up, didn't
I think he did, God bless him. But like, I just kind of knew myself. I was like, oh, there's something about this guy. Like, he's so joyful. There was just such a nice energy
and
about him.
And what kind of a, what area of commercial are we talking about that we might see this guy in?
An energy provider.
Right. So nothing to do with hospitality as such. Yeah.
No, not at all. But it's just that sometimes I can just know, like, I just meet someone and I'm like, you have something so lovely about you that I know will reflect very, very well on screen.
Now, here's a really interesting question. Texter says, I have a classic car. Is there a register for classic car owners to be on if a production company ever needs a classic car? Or how do production companies source them? There you go. They want to see their car in a movie.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
To be fair, with a classic car. I don't know if there's a roster per se, because that would be, again, a little bit more on the production front. But I know, for example, a lot of production companies, and you can literally just Google production companies in Ireland, will put up on their Instagram or their websites when they're looking for certain things.
Right.
I often see that. So you can just keep an eye on those things and then send a photo of your car in.
So just contact the Irish production companies. That's all that extra is to
do. Or I'd say there is a roster. I have not got
a
classic
car. Yeah. This listener is wondering, how do you cast roles that are quite specific? Now, they say if it's you need somebody ugly or with bad teeth or with greasy hair is the examples they've used.
Well, I mean, we can all have greasy hair depending on the day, to be fair on that one. How do we go about that? Again, it's probably unlikely to be specified in the brief. Like, I don't think we don't do that anymore. I don't think we can have those briefs that maybe were there 20, 25 years ago where you can specify these things. I would cringe and absolutely die inside if I had a brief like that. Mm. So it's a really awkward one.
But is it hard to cast a villain, you know, like?
I feel like anyone can kind of be a villain,
yeah,
given the right circumstances, which again kind of makes it interesting. Like casting off the stereotype like we spoke of earlier, mm, I think would make the story more interesting because you're not expecting it, or there is that nuance to it, is like, are they just bad or is there something else going on? So what I love to do is like think of the characters and like really dig in and see, right, well, what's the nuance in this and what are they, what would our audience maybe not expect?
Right, from them.
Because that, I think that will make your TV and film more interesting.
For people wondering about how you get into becoming a casting director and Shauna's background, we'll make sure to podcast our chat and our earlier conversation with you as well. Shauna, we could stay with you for another hour. A lot of people with a lot of interest in casting direction. Shauna Griffith, thanks a million for joining us for this week's Ask Me Anything.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.